All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, hey, listen, I got to tell you before I go any further, it's go-home time, y'all. A bunch of y'all are in the car already listening to the show on your way home. Careful on the road. Blessings on you. But those of y'all that are getting the keys and like sort of wrapping things up and putting things in the bag or the briefcase or whatever it is you tote stuff in, you may be thinking, what am I doing for dinner tonight? I don't know. I'm tired of washing dishes. I just want to stop and grab something, but I don't want to do the whole drive-through line. Okay, let me just suggest something to you. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Yeah, it's a cafe, Phil. It's just Love. This is Just Love Coffee Cafe. It's got so much more than what the name even seems to imply. Now, do they have great coffee? Yeah, I mean, their name is Just Love Coffee Cafe, right? They got award-winning coffees. They got what Charlene calls the treat coffees, like the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos, all of it, cold and hot. And then they've got just great, just, you know, fresh ground coffee, just a cup of hot black, light roast, medium roast, dark roast, your choice. But they've got food, man. They've got food like you wouldn't believe. Wraps, sandwiches, salads, waffles. They got lots of waffles. They got breakfast you can have for dinner if you want it. Their menu extends all day long. Great atmosphere. Use their Wi-Fi, hang out, read a book. All I'm saying is this, Just Love Coffee Cafe is worth your time, and there are two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, and the other one on South Memorial Parkway near Whole Foods. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I encourage you, check them out and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, you want to call in right now? 833-68-RIGHT. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Current events, things that are happening. We've talked about China. We've talked about Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. We've talked about, you know, Confucius Institutes. We've talked about COVID rebound with the president. We've talked about the efficacy of the vaccines. We've talked about the absolutely abysmal messaging coming out of the White House on virtually everything. What are your thoughts? Love to hear from you. 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. Call into the show. Love to hear from you. By the way, we got some great guests coming up this week. I'm not going to say who all of them are. Let's just say I'm pretty stoked. All right. But one of the ones you're going to want to know about, though, I'll tell you right now, coming up on tomorrow's show, Jared Hudson is running for sheriff of Jefferson County. Now, Jefferson County is the largest county in the state of Alabama. Jefferson County needs some better leadership. And Jared Hudson is a former Navy SEAL who is also a firearms instructor who is running for sheriff of Jefferson County. He'll be in studio with us here tomorrow to talk about his campaign. And I'm curious about a frogman being a sheriff. I like the idea. So let's see how that goes. That's tomorrow. You might want to tune into that. I think we got him on at 3 o'clock tomorrow. All right, number three of the triple dipper. I got to number three, Boomer. I did it. If y'all could see Boomer, hands wet in the air. I made it. I made it to number three. Blue dot, red state. You ever seen these stickers? You're driving around and you see the this little square sticker on the back of someone's car, and it's like a red square with a blue dot on it. And if you look at it, if you look real close, I mean, for the longest time, I would see them here and there just occasionally, and I'd, you know, they're not super prevalent, but you still see them. And then one day, I was in a parking lot or something. I saw one. I looked over it, realized it had something written very small underneath it. And what it said was, just another blue dot in an otherwise large red state. Okay, now I get it. Democrats in Alabama consider themselves a little blue dot in a red state. Well, okay. I mean, to me, that's like saying, I'm weak and small and defenseless, but here I am. That's what it felt like just looking at the sticker when I realized what it was saying. But here's the deal. The Democrat Party in Alabama is not winning many statewide elections these days at all. The Democrat Party in Alabama is completely outgunned, outmanned. Part of it is I'll say it this way. They had a crisis in leadership, and they're still suffering for leadership right now. But they had a crisis in leadership just a few years ago. Nancy Worley was the former Secretary of State, was the party chair, and she was just like a cartoon, man. It was awful. And then, of course, you know, on top of that, we had Joe Reed, who was the former second in command at the teachers union. The two of them held sway over the Democrat Party for years. Now, when the AEA was still propping things up, they had what it took. All they had to do was take their directions from the AEA, take the money from the AEA, and go you there for. But it didn't really work out well once Republicans began to sort of get tired of it and rise up at the polls. So that being said, this is a red state, but we still have the blue party. But man, they are struggling right now. Let me say this. I am not about to do this last segment of the show just purely as a mocking thing, all right? I'll mock them a little bit. But it's not purely a mocking thing. I am of the belief that Republicans are stronger when they're, like anything else, you rise to the level of your competition. If the Democrat Party does not get its leadership in order, if it does not become something that, you know, creates a viable adversary, if you will, then Republicans have no reason to be strong in the political arena, because all you got to do is put an R by your name and get elected. No big deal. There's no competition. There's nothing to game against. There's nothing to have to actually do something to prove your worth. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I say it all the time. There's a vast difference between being a conservative and being a Republican. Anybody can be a Republican, apparently. But there's not many that are true conservatives. If that's the case, the only thing that will really cause what I would consider to be a strong uptick in the brand, in the Republican brand, is if they have true competition that makes them have to get back to the basics of what it means to be a conservative Republican, a Reagan Republican, do something about it Republican. Now, let me just say this. Good things happen in Montgomery. I'm not saying they don't, all right? But there's a lot of things that are happening right now that are in no way to be associated with the conservative brand. And a part of that's because we don't have any true competition from the Democrat Party. All right, that being said, some of the leaders who've been around for a while, people like Don Siegelman, I'm not sure that you need to be taking your advice from the governor who just got out of jail, but here it is. 1819 News reports that former Governor Don Siegelman went on my friend Jeff Poore's show down at FM Talk 106.5 on the coast and said that one of the things he thinks really needs to happen, aside from pushing a lottery, he thinks that's a winning ticket for Democrats, he thinks that they need to get over Trump. And he argued that they should not fall back on just attacking former President Donald Trump to try and win over the public. Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, look at where you are. Are there never Trumpers in Alabama? Yes, there are. There are. There are those Republicans who helped to get Biden elected right now that should be really squarely to blame for some of what we're dealing with. But you're still in Alabama. The 4th Congressional District of Alabama, where I live, where the studio is, the 4th Congressional District of Alabama had the highest per capita vote for Trump in the entire nation in both 2016 and in 2020. That's where we are. But Don Siegelman suggests that perhaps you shouldn't attack Trump as your main strategy. That's actually not bad advice, Governor. You're right. But other things are happening. Did you know there's been an ongoing lawsuit? Yes. The Democrat Party has been at war with itself now for a number of years. So here's the deal. I mentioned Joe Reed and Nancy Worley, right? There was a huge falling out. There was a coup, if you will. Within the Democrat Party leadership, there was a coup back in 2018 when Joe Reed, who had already worked it out at some point in the past that he was allowed to place people into positions of leadership, he would handpick his woman. I'm gonna put them right to you. You're gonna be over here. You're gonna be in charge. You're gonna be large in charge over here because I got your back. All right, Joe Reed. Joe Reed had a 1991 consent decree that allegedly gave him the ability to, you know, put certain people in place regardless of their credentials, based upon their demographics. In other words, he was allowed to do so because he believed that it reflected the proportion of black voters in the electorate. Well, he began putting people in that were just basically his yes men and yes women. And it kept constant power in his pocket, but it was driving the party into a hole. I kid you not when I say this, at one point in 2018, I believe, the Alabama Democrat Party did not have enough money to pay the light bill at its headquarters. That's how bad it was. And this true story. So a lawsuit grew up when a coup took place and the National Democrat Party said, enough is enough. You cannot have the bylaws you have. You can't run things the way you're doing. And they wanted to implement new bylaws. A faction within the party agreed, oh God, thank you for rescuing us, National Democrat Party. Joe Reed, Nancy Worley found themselves a couple of plaintiffs and they went to court. Well, the judge just dismissed the lawsuit this week. Last week, actually. Federal judge, story of Montgomery Advertiser, written by Brian Lyman. A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit over Alabama Democrat Party leadership Wednesday, ruling that the election of new leaders and the formation of new minority caucuses did not violate a 30-year-old consent order or the Voting Rights Act. Can you imagine? The consent decrees and the Voting Rights Act are things that Republicans are the ones who usually get sued for, and the Democrats were suing each other. So he dismissed the case. It's gone. So what happened was when Reed began to put people in who didn't even seem to have the credentials to hold leadership positions in the state Democrat Party, the following year, the DNC, the National, ordered new elections, required new elections, or they would lose their charter, and directed the party to revise its bylaws to include caucuses, classic Democrats, separate caucuses for Hispanics, Asians, Native Americans, youth, LGBTQ+ individuals, and disabilities. You got the disability caucus. What if you're in all of them? What if you're a Native American youth who's gay and disabled? I guess you get to be in all the caucuses. This went into a months-long confrontation. The DNC ordered the new elections. The coup took place. The party adopted new bylaws by forced vote. Representative Chris England became the chair of the party. The lawsuit commenced. That was in 2019, and the lawsuit was just dismissed. Just dismissed, and around the same time, Chris England announced he won't be running for chair again. That's interesting. I have theories, but we'll see. Talking about that, we'll come right back from the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Lots more stuff this week. We're going to blow your socks off. Y'all stay tuned. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering all of North Alabama. Yeah, I'm saying we are covering all of North. Literally covering all of North Alabama. From Clanton to the Tennessee line, man. From Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden, covering all of North Alabama. All right, by the way, we don't plan to stop there, just so you know. Hey, before I finish this segment up, if you want to call in, we have time, 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. I got to tell you, though, real quickly, you hear the ads for ZLA Solutions? So the other day, we got the great news that Alabama's unemployment rate has dropped to a record low, 2.7% unemployment. That's awesome. That's good news. I will also say, too, that I think one of the factors is companies like my friends at ZLA Solutions. I mean, ZLA is epic good at putting together jobs and people. No kidding. And I know these folks personally. This is not like just a sponsored ad from somebody I've never... I know these folks very well. And ZLA Solutions, if you are an employer and you need to recruit a workforce, they can help you do that. Direct hire, temporary, doesn't matter. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, doesn't matter. They can do the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, all of the recruiting. They can do it for you. They place people in major industry and businesses around North Alabama all the time. If you're an individual looking for a job yourself, they've got them. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's www.ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted now, good paying jobs all over North Alabama. So I'm just saying, ZLA Solutions, they like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. And that's what they do. Their mission in life is to make your place of employment better. All right, listen, wrapping this thing up, blue dot, red state. So the Alabama Democrat Party, just so you know, it does exist. It's still out there. All right. They have their struggles. Their struggles have been far more pronounced than one would think. I mean, I've been to any number of state executive committee meetings for the Alabama Republican Party, and you're in a room that's, you know, literally you've got 700 people in a room, not including the press that lines the back of the room, and then the head panel at the table up front, Chairman John Wall presiding, or and before him, any number of other people who've held that position. But folks, we're not seeing that kind of leadership in the Democrat Party. And there will be no reason for the Republicans to have to up their game or become, you know, more engaged in terms of conservative policy if they don't have competition from outside the party. But they got issues. The Democrats got issues. So, first of all, do know this. They just recently had a situation, Alabama Daily News reported, that just about 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago almost, the Alabama Democrat Party had to revoke the nomination of one of their candidates from Montgomery County Circuit Judge. This is kind of a story. So she's a judge, right? You would think that a judge recognizes that, you know, you don't lie under oath. Anyway, a lady named Sabrina Martin won the primary on May 24th for Montgomery County Circuit Judge on the Democrat ticket. She had 62% of the vote, good margin. But the party made the decision after allegations surfaced of Martin submitting misleading information through her statement of economic interests. Okay, if you're not familiar, every elected official at all levels in the state of Alabama has to submit a statement of economic interests. It tells whether or not you have a business with state contracts, or you have a family member who works for the state. In case you're like a legislator and you're going to vote on a bill, you don't want to vote on a bill that would then benefit your family. That doesn't look good. All right, so you have to report these things. She reported that she had no adult children. Well, she failed to point out that she has lost custody of her 6 children because allegations of child abuse by her against her children in 2013. She just left all that completely off. She lied about it, in essence. The Democrat Party expressed evidence after the hearing that they held that said that they believe she was indeed guilty, despite her statement saying otherwise, and they will now select a new nominee for that position. Oh, that's rough. Now, we've had challenges to elections in the Republican Party, but they were pretty much all based upon whether somebody was a Democrat, not a Republican, or whether somebody believed the vote count wasn't correct. But here's the other thing, too. What's going to happen with leadership in the Democrat Party in Alabama? Who's going to be the next leader? Well, right now, they're starting to rise up. There's been talk about whether Parker Griffith may want to run. But then you've got two others, Tabitha Eisner and Josh Coleman. Now, Tabitha Eisner, you may have heard her name. She's one of the ones that helped stage the coup, and it was a coup that needed to happen, by the way, to change the bylaws and to develop new leadership for the state Democrat Party, who now believes that nothing good has happened since then. And truthfully, nothing has. But Tabitha Eisner was a Democrat nominee for Congress. She ran for the 2nd Congressional District in 2018 against what was then Congresswoman Martha Roby. She's a software analyst, and she is also apparently an ordained Christian minister, although I don't know what denomination. But she's a grassroots person. All right, Tabitha Eisner is running for party chair. And then you got the other one, Josh Coleman, who was named as the city of Birmingham's first LGBTQ liaison by liberal mayor Randall Woodfin. Story I'm looking at on AL.com here. He's the deputy director of the Division of Social Justice and Racial Equity for the city. I'm telling you right now, he's also the president of Central Alabama Pride, the president of the Alabama Young Democrats, and represents Alabama on the national DNC. Oh, you talk about an activist. Wow. All right, folks, what a day. What a day. We got plenty more where that came from. You stay with us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're back here tomorrow. Y'all have a great night.